page 153. This was modeled on the Truman Doctrine 10 years later in an even more important region. The Suez experience represented a watershed in American-British relations. For the first time since the Second World War, London had taken major military action directly contrary, as it turned out, to Washington's wishes. The results had been disappointing, to put it mildly, leading London to the conclusion that never again should Britain put itself in a similar spot. It was up to Harold Macmillan, who had beaten a hasty retreat from his earlier position as one of the Suez activists, to put the new policy into effect, as in January 1957 he replaced a worn-out Eden as Prime Minister. As early as March, he and Eisenhower held wide-ranging discussions in Bermuda to coordinate their foreign and defense policies. This re-examination was to bear fruit for the British in the shape of increased nuclear assistance from the United States. With the assistance came dependence, as the French—